Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Bill Young, and welcome to Prayer and Lunch Podcast. Today we're doing a special prayer for our friends in Turkey and at the airport in Istanbul. It seems like to be a common occurrence now, almost a daily event, if not weekly, where souls are taken and should not have been taken. Now, we as the people cannot fight these people with guns, bullets, bombs. But we do have the best weapon and the strongest weapon there is in the world. And that is our weapon of prayer to our Lord God. But we must be doing it on an everyday occurrence. Not just pray for Turkey, what we're doing today. Pray for the world. Pray for the United States. Pray for all fellow man. And that those souls who are lost in their ways, they find the truth, the one truth in our Lord Jesus Christ. So today's prayer, and actually it was interesting, I was originally going to do it yesterday, but I decided to do it today, and after, it was before the event in Turkey, in Istanbul, at the airport. And the prayer is a short prayer, but we all could pray this. It's called, Eternal Father, have mercy on all souls. And I'm going to emphasize on all, because those are the victims who are hurt, who killed for their souls, to go to heaven, but also for the perpetrators, the people who are actually doing these. They're blowing themselves up, considering they're doing it for God. But God is not a God of hate. God is a God of love. And that's the first concept they need to understand. Jesus himself said, love thy neighbor as yourself. When your enemy smacks your cheek, turn around and offer the other side. So we know how Jesus feels about that. And wherever Jesus feels, God the Father and the Holy Spirit are right with him. He's just getting the words from the Spirit. And God himself in heaven, while Jesus was on earth, told us, listen to his son. We got to start listening, because this is the only way it's going to stop. Good will conquer evil, but not until the good people pray. And not just me praying. The whole world needs to pray. So please, listen to this prayer. And pray with me. If you hear it, you like it. If you like it and love it, retweet it. And those who have a Twitter, or those who are listening on Facebook, all you have to do is hit the like button. Tell God that you like these prayers. Tell God that you want to stop the evil in the world. But you got to speak out. Got to speak out. And hence his prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Eternal Father, who for the love of humankind gave your only Son to die for us. Through his blood, through his merits, through his heart, have mercy on the whole world and forgive all sins which are committed. Receive the humble reparation which your chosen souls offer you. Unite them to the merits of your divine Son, so that they may acquire a great efficiency. O eternal Father, have mercy on all souls, and remember that the time of justice has not yet come, but it is still the time of mercy. Amen to that. And God bless you all. And please, even if it's only for a few minutes, say a little prayer for those in Istanbul, the family members, people that are traveling, going to the airport. They didn't know that this was going to be their last day. Because none of us know when it's going to be the last day of our lives. And surely we will pray on that last day. We have to pray every day of our lives to our Lord. Amen. God bless you all.